Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. Governor Eric Greitens says the signing of right-to-work legislation represents a great victory for Missourians, especially those looking for work. Ryan Housworth reports.
Greitens, who campaigned for right-to-work, signed the bill Monday in Springfield and in Poplar Bluff before a ceremony at the state capitol here in Jefferson City, where he was surrounded by dozens of lawmakers. Greitens says Missourians are ready to work and that the Show Me State is open for business. The GOP governor says right-to-work is a simple measure.
What right-to-work simply says that every worker in the state of Missouri has the choice to decide for themselves whether or not they want to join a union. And if they choose not to join, they can't be forced out of their job.
The House sponsor, Sykeston Republican Representative Holly Rader, says right to work will take effect August 28th. The law contains a grandfather clause to protect existing union contracts. Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh says right to work hurts middle-class families that drive the economy. Brian Helsworth, the Missouri Net.
Unions, of course, opposed the legislation. Pat White of the St. Louis Labor Council says they want citizens to have a direct say, either through a ballot initiative to change the Constitution or a referendum to override the law.
If we do get the signatures we need, for the referendum, you know, the citizens' veto, which, you know, we don't feel like we're going to have any problem doing, just because of the government overreach here. We feel that, we know that it wouldn't be able to become law until after that vote is taken.
The right to work law goes into effect August 28th. Real estate sources said yesterday site works underway in Hazelwood near St. Louis on a distribution center that might be occupied by online retail giant Amazon. And Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley has announced a man with multiple child pornography convictions will be committed to the State Department of Mental Health until he is determined to be safe to be at large. That's 35-year-old Adam Derby. Kansas City Mayor Sly James held a town hall meeting last night where he told a crowd of more than 100 people the city needs to spend $800 million on infrastructure repairs. The Star reports James answered questions about the three ballot questions the city council has agreed to put before voters April 4th. Perryville in east central Missouri will have more than 58,000 names on a full-scale replica of the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington. Mike Lundy with the Missouri National Veterans Memorial Board of Directors says the wall as an opportunity for Perryville to honor the veterans in a unique fashion.
This will be to where that when you come to Perryville and you go visit the wall here, you'll be able to get the same experience as if you went to Washington, D.C.
Lundy says there are several Vietnam War memorials nationwide, but none are identical to the wall in Washington. St. Louis County Police report a 15-year-old boy was shot in the chest area in Jennings yesterday afternoon while outside. There's no suspect information yet. More news at MissouriNet.com. Jason Taylor, Missouri.